Aldrich Family, written by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother!
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the best way to find out how really good Jell-O butterscotch pudding is? Well, now, it's not to have somebody tell you about it, because words just can't give you the full idea. No, the way to find out is to try a golden dish of Jell-O butterscotch pudding for yourself. And then I think you'll agree that a spoon in the hand is worth 100 adjectives. Jell-O butterscotch pudding, friends, is a ready-prepared pudding that takes only about 5 brief minutes to make. Yet it tastes every bit as delicious, every bit as homemade as if you had gone to all the trouble of making it yourself. Of all the butterscotch puddings you ever tasted, we believe that you'll find Jell-O butterscotch pudding the most satisfying. A grand pudding with a grand flavor. The rich, buttery, brown sugar flavor of mellow butterscotch. So try Jell-O butterscotch pudding for yourself. One taste is all you'll need to tell you why Jell-O butterscotch pudding is the dessert that thousands call the best of all. The Aldrich family, who live in the comfortable house at 117 Elm Street in Centerville, USA, are friends and neighbors of yours. Sam Aldrich and his wife Alice are real parents, and there never was a more typical American boy than their teenage son, Henry. Well, now it is evening, and as we join the Aldriches in their living room, just see if you don't recognize Henry Aldrich as a boy from your block.
Sam?
Yes, Alice?
Doesn't the house seem chilly to you?
Henry! Henry!
Yes, Father?
Have you put any coal on the furnace?
In just a minute, Father.
You will please put it on now.
Perhaps he isn't through looking at the funny paper, Sam.
Henry never does anything until he's told 3 times.
But, dear, he's in school all day.
When I was a boy, I had a few responsibilities. In fact, I had a great many responsibilities.
Yes, dear. But remember, you grew up in another generation.
Henry!
Yes, Father, I'm coming right now.
Do you realize your mother is cold?
Mother, which would you rather I do, put some coal on or bring you your sweater?
Henry, why can't you do as your father asked you to?
I'm perfectly willing to. I just like to save all the coal I can.
Henry.
I'm starting right now, Father.
Just one moment, please.
You want to speak to I, Father?
No, sir. I want to speak to you.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm referring to.
Sit down a minute.
Yes, Father.
Do you know what I used to do when I was your age?
No, sir.
Believe it or not, I used to get up at 6 o'clock every morning. And after helping my father milk the cows, I walked 3 miles to school. Sometimes through 4 feet of snow.
Is that right?
Now, Sam?
Well, we had 4 feet one morning, Alice. And when I came home from school, Henry, I went down to the village and did odd jobs.
Yes, Father, but didn't your folks give you any money?
Not a cent. And at the end of my 4 years in high school, do you know how much I had in the bank? $35.
Is that all?
What do you mean, is that all? It was drawing 6% interest.
Yes, Father, but nowadays a bank doesn't pay 6%.
The great reward for saving, my boys. Alice, where are you going?
Out in the hall to get a sweater.
Yes, and Henry, right there is a very good example of what I'm driving at.
Yes, Father, I'll go right down and fix the furnace.
And in the future, will you try to do things without having to be told?
Oh, yes, Father. This talk has done me a great deal of good already.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that.
As a matter of fact, I think I have an idea that'll please you very much.
What is the idea?
Oh, you'll see. From now on, you're going to find a big change in me.
What's that noise?
Gee whiz, I guess that must be Mother shoveling coal. Wait, Mother, I'm coming right down. Toby, do you know what time it is?
We've got lots of time, Henry. We're only 2 blocks from school.
Did I tell you about my idea, Toby?
What idea?
I'm taking care of furnaces.
Whose, Henry?
Everybody's. I think that when a person reaches our age, they ought to begin to assume a few responsibilities. Don't you, Toby?
How much money is there in it?
Oh, boy, I hate to think of it. I've been calling up customers all morning.
How many do you have?
Well, so far, I don't actually have any. But that's just a coincidence. It just happened that most of the people I've called so far don't need to have anyone assume their responsibilities.
Yeah? Well, I understand Willie Marshall makes a lot of money taking care of furnaces.
He does?
Sure. Could I go into business with you, Henry?
Oh, no, Toby. You assume your responsibilities and I'll assume mine.
But, Henry, we could make twice as much.
You think so?
If we could get a few families like the Van Skyvers and the Peckinpahs.
Sure.
They've got money. The only thing is, I think Willie Marshall already takes care of them.
He does?
Sure. And I heard that every time there's a holiday, he gets a little extra from them.
Is that right? You know, I'd like to take care of the Peckinpahs. Gee, my father takes care of all of Mr. Peckinpah's legal matters. It'd be nice if I could take care of his heating.
Sure.
Sure, then it would be a complete all-round service.
Henry, don't look now, but isn't that Willie across the street?
Where?
Hey, you fellas, wait a second.
Come on over, Willie.
Am I tired?
What's the matter with you?
I got up at 5:30 this morning to tend my furnaces.
What are you eating, Willie?
Fudge and peanuts.
Fudge and peanuts?
It's my breakfast.
That's all you're going to eat?
Candy and peanuts are all I ever eat.
For any meal?
Sure. Fudge for breakfast, peanuts for lunch, chocolate for dinner.
Gee, Toby, do you hear that? He makes so much money, all he ever eats is candy.
Hold this bag a minute, Henry.
What for?
I want to open a piece of bubble gum.
Willie, you wouldn't like to get rid of one or two of your customers, would you?
Why should I?
Didn't you just say you were tired?
I'm not that tired.
Willie, take some of your customers. Sooner or later, they'll be putting in oil burners, and then where will you be?
How about it, Willie?
Well, wait till I get this gum started.
Willie, while you're starting your gum, let me suggest something. How would you like to have me give you $2 for a couple of your customers? I'll buy the Peckinpahs and the Van Skyvers from you.
$3, Henry.
Two, Willie.
Three.
But, Willie, all I've got is $2 my mother gave me to buy lunches with for next month.
I don't want it.
But, Willie, with $2, you still wouldn't have to go back on to regular food right away.
I tell you no.
Willie, I don't like to say this, but if you don't want to sell, I happen to be in a very unfortunate position for you.
How, Henry?
Well, my father happens by chance to be Mr. Peckinpah's lawyer, and you know what that means.
Yeah?
Sure. And, Henry, isn't your father Mr. Van Skyver's lawyer, too?
Yeah, come to think of it, I think he is.
Willie, what chance have you got?
Let's see the $2.
Here you are.
Okay, you want to buy my shovel for 50 cents extra?
Will we need it, you think?
Sure. You can pay me any time.
That's fair enough.
How about my overalls for 25 cents?
Your overalls?
Henry, you can't buy overalls for any less than that.
Okay.
And is there anything else you fellas need?
No.
I got a necktie at home I'd sell you.
No, Willie.
Willie, what's the necktie like?
It's red.
Sold.
Hey, fellas, wait for me!
Hello, Agnes.
Wait, will you?
Toby and I've got to hurry on. So long, Willie.
Henry, let's go over to the candy store and open a charge.
Hey, what's been going on, Willie?
I just sold them the Peckinpahs, the Van Skyvers furnaces to take care of.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wonder if they'll be mad.
Why?
Well, the Van Skyvers just had an oil burner put in.
Oh. Would that make a difference?
In a way, it would. Yesterday, the Peckinpahs left for Florida.
Toby, are you sure this is where the Peckinpahs live?
Sure, Henry. Do you suppose we're going to have to get up this early every morning?
Gee, but it's dark.
Wouldn't you think somebody would be willing to get up and let us in?
I wonder whether we really ought to wake up the Peckinpahs.
You mean we've got to wait until they get up?
Well, they certainly expect us to be quiet, don't they?
Let's go around and try the cellar door.
Okay, come on, Toby. Can you see?
Sure.
Have a piece of candy, Toby?
I don't mind if I do.
Which bag do you want some out of?
Well, let's try the one that's in your left pocket.
Toby, isn't this the cellar door?
Can you open it?
No.
Push a little, Henry.
What do you think I'm doing?
Well, gee, Henry, we've got to get into that furnace.
That's what I say. We can't shirk our responsibility the first day we begin.
Here, I'll push with you.
Come on. Oh, gee whiz.
Imagine, Henry. The whole lock came right off.
I guess the door was rotten. Boy, is it dark down here.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I walked into a cobweb.
You've got to get used to going into cellars like this, Toby.
Oh, sure.
Oh!
What's the matter?
I found the boiler.
Yeah? Where?
Right over my head.
Well, at least we know where it is.
Ouch! What's that?
My head.
Well, gee whiz, Toby, I just...
Oh! Listen, Henry, do you want to wake everyone up?
Here's the furnace. Toby, there isn't any fire in it.
You mean they let it go out?
Imagine, boy, it's a good thing we got in here before they woke up.
Do you suppose there's any kindling?
If you find a light, turn it on, huh?
Same to you. Here's a box, Henry.
Good, can you break it up?
I guess so. There are a lot of papers in it.
Swell, we've got everything. You know, Toby, it won't be any time until we have it so hot upstairs, Mr. and Mrs. Peckinpah will be hanging out the window.
Sure. When they hear about all this extra trouble we've been to, they'll make us take something extra.
Here we go, Toby. I'm going to touch the match to it. Oh, boy, look at that.
Imagine, we may get as much as a dollar just for striking that one match. Ever have an easier job, Henry?
I'll say I have. Oh, gee, there goes the candy all to the floor.
Why worry about 10 or 15 cents worth of candy?
That's what I say. Here, I'll throw it in the fire. Boy, look at it. I never thought I'd be in a position where I could just stand back and watch candy burn.
Hi there.
Gee whiz, who's that in the doorway?
Me.
Is it Mr. Peckinpah?
No, it's the milkman. I was just going by and I seen smoke starting out of the chimney. Are the Peckinpahs back?
Back? They're upstairs in bed.
They are? I thought they went to Florida.
Oh, gee, now we've been engaged to take care of their furnace.
Well, how much milk do you suppose I ought to leave?
Toby, how much would you think?
Well, I don't know. Why not their regular amount?
That's what I would say.
Okay, I leave 6 quarts of milk and 1 of cream.
Yes, sir.
I better tell the bread man and the newsboy if I see him.
Yes, sir.
Henry, let's start shoveling.
You know, Toby, my father was right. If you have a job to do when you do it, it makes you feel swell.
Now, folks, let's leave Henry and Toby for a moment and turn our attention to one of the big topics of the day, football. Each year, you know, football experts select the country's outstanding players and honor them as the All-American football team. Well, with this All-American idea in mind, we recently decided to do the same thing in the field of desserts. So we asked a number of football fans what they would give as their choice for the All-American dessert. And here is the way these football fans replied.
Boomeracka, 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 row.
Wiggle, wagga, wiggle, wagga, zigga, zagga, zo.
Boomeracka, wiggle, wagga, zigga, zagga, zo.
Jello, bell, pudding.
Rah, rah, rah.
The English translation, we like Jello vanilla pudding. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a sentiment that's being echoed around more and more family dinner tables every day. Yes, sir, Jello vanilla pudding is winning new friends by the thousands for its tempting appearance, for its tender, creamy goodness, and for its rich, satisfying taste. So why not let your family enjoy it, too? Serve this easy, ready-prepared pudding tomorrow night with sliced bananas or whatever fruits or nuts you may have handy. Take it from me, folks, Jell-O vanilla pudding is a treat you'll soon repeat. Now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich, Henry and Toby bought a furnace root from Willie Marshall. Without realizing that the first customer he sold them had gone to Florida, the boys managed to get into the basement and build a fire in the furnace. The scene opens the same morning in the Aldrich dining room.
Sam?
Yes, Alice?
Come in here and eat your breakfast.
Henry had his.
He's upstairs washing.
You know, Alice, it seems to me there's already been a great change in Henry.
There has, dear. He came in so covered with ashes that I didn't even know him.
Mother?
Yes, Henry?
I'll sweep out the bathroom just as soon as I finish breakfast.
What's happened to the bathroom?
Nothing, Father. I just changed my clothes in it. Here's the morning mail for you.
Oh, thank you.
Henry, what in the world happened to you this morning?
Mother, I bought out a furnace tending business from a guy yesterday, see? Are you listening, Father?
Alice, who do you suppose sent this letter from Florida?
From Florida?
Father, now may I proceed?
Well, the Peckinpahs seem to be having a wonderful time.
Well, that's nice, dear. I envy them.
Who is?
The Peckinpahs. I have a letter from them.
A letter from the Peckinpahs? Saying they're having a wonderful time?
What's so strange about that?
Why didn't they just phone and tell you?
Henry, they're in Florida.
They're in Florida?
Yes.
Well, what did they go down there for?
Well, I suppose because it's nice and warm.
Yes, they always did find their house in Centerville hard to heat.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I don't think I'll eat anymore.
Henry?
Where are you going?
Oh, just over and attend to something I think would be a good idea to attend to.
Sam, I hope Henry isn't going to work as hard as this every day.
Best thing in the world for him to work on Saturday. Peckinpah's letter goes on to say, due to our haste in getting away, we overlooked a rather important item. At the foot of our cellar stairs, we left a box of manuscripts which we would like to have covered and shipped by express at once.
What else does he say?
Please ask whoever does the job not to litter the basement, as Mrs. Peckinpah just had it thoroughly cleaned. I'll drive around and get the box on my way to the office.
Now let me try to shake it, Toby.
Henry, don't you think I can shake a furnace?
No.
The whole trouble is there's a clinker stuck.
Of course, Toby, but you're just filling the basement up with smoke. Here. Well, what do you know about that?
Henry, I still don't understand it. Are you sure the Peckinpahs aren't here?
Didn't I tell you I saw Mr. Peckinpah's letter? Stand back while I show up this long poker in. Imagine that.
What's the matter?
Toby, can you hold up this piece of furnace pipe right over your head?
Why, Henry?
It seemed to come apart when I just hit it.
Well, that pipe's hot, Henry.
Well, hold it up with this stick. Here. Gee, look at the smoke leak out.
I'll take care of the smoke. You get to work on the clinker.
I am, Toby. I am. Wouldn't you have thought that the Peckinpahs would at least put up a sign saying, gone to Florida, no fires, please?
Imagine Willie selling them to you.
You wait until we get Willie.
Henry, do you realize I'm holding this pipe while you just stand there and cough?
Now the poker's stuck in the grate.
Well, look, Henry, I don't think we're getting any place.
Toby, take that pipe down for a minute.
All the way?
Sure, let's fix one thing at a time here.
Now look at the smoke come out.
That's only until we get it fixed. I'll pull on the poker while you shake.
When I say three, yank,
okay.
Henry. One, two, three, yank!
Did we get it out, Toby?
I think we got the whole grate out.
Oh, is that what dropped down?
We've got to do something about these hot coals that have rolled out on the floor, Henry.
Well, at least the smoke has stopped coming out of the pipe. And nobody can say we aren't responsible. Listen, Toby, what's that?
What, Henry?
Gee, was it somebody walking upstairs?
Do you suppose the Peckinpahs are home?
They couldn't be.
Do you know what I think, Henry?
What?
Only Mr. Peckinpah's away and the rest are here.
Gee whiz, this is a nice time to find that out.
Henry, we've got to get the fire back in.
How?
Throw it where part of the grate is still hanging.
Okay. We'll shovel real quietly.
Quiet, Henry.
Do you think even that's too loud?
Well, I can hear it.
But then I'm right here.
Sure, and you know what I'm doing. What do you suppose that can be?
There must be a fire someplace.
I wonder where they're going. Come on, Toby, let's go out in front and see which way they're headed.
That's what I say.
Here, hold the door open. There's one thing I like, it's a good fire. Toby! Toby, look, the engines are stopping right out in front.
And they're unloading their hulls.
Toby, I think we better be leaving.
Toby, about what time do you think it is?
Must be darn near time for dinner. Will your folks give you the deuce when you get home?
Well, I've got a perfectly good excuse, Toby. If they ask where I was today, I can say I was way out in the country.
Sure, that's because that's where we are.
Sure, that's what I mean. Here, have a piece of candy.
No, thanks.
I'm not hungry either.
I told you when you made Willie give back your money, you shouldn't spend the whole business on candy. Gee whiz, you bought enough to nearly fill this barn.
Well, the first few pounds tasted good, didn't they?
What's that, Henry?
That's just Willie. He's trying to get out again.
Hey, shut up, Willie!
Let me out of here!
Go chase yourself, Willie. We aren't going to let you out until you promise.
Promise what?
Are you going to tell our folks that we were the cause of those fire engines coming out?
Are you going to give me back my $2?
That belonged to Henry, Willie.
And besides, we've eaten your $2.
Well, you're not going to make me promise not to squeal.
All right, then. You can stay in there.
That's what I say.
Come on, Toby. I guess we'll go back to Centerville.
Do you mean that, Henry?
No, we'll just let him think it.
But, Henry, supposing we have to keep him here all night?
Toby, don't you realize what'll happen if he tells? They carried every piece of furniture out of Peckinpah's house and then had to carry it all back in again. Do you want your father to know you were mixed up in it?
Well, let's go back and force Willie to promise.
Okay, but let me do the talking.
Oh, Willie. Willie, we've got a little proposition to put up to you. All right, Willie, if you don't want any of this candy. Listen, Willie. Willie, stop sulking.
Henry, look through the crack here.
What do you see?
Gee whiz, open the door.
Toby! Toby, he's gone.
You mean he's escaped?
He's probably on his way to my house right now. Oh, boy.
Yeah, maybe he's on his way to mine.
Come on, we gotta beat him back home.
Sam, do you still think you were right?
About what?
You said that from now on we'd see a big change in Henry. Well, he didn't come home for lunch, and here it is, time for dinner.
All in all, Alice, this has been a very pleasant day.
Oh, I still can't get over it.
And when do you suppose I will? To make the thing doubly embarrassing, Alice, when I saw smoke pouring out of the house, I had to be the one who turned in the alarm.
But there wasn't any fire at all?
Only in the furnace. But it took nearly all the rest of the day getting the place straightened up again. And those two tramps the firemen saw running away from the house had been living in the basement.
Not really, Sam.
That's what they'd been doing. That's why they built a fire in the furnace, to keep warm. Why, Alice, they were even having their milk and bread delivered there.
Honestly?
We even found today's paper there. And what was left of a bag of marshmallows.
What on earth had they been doing with marshmallows?
Probably toasting them. And the box, Alice. The box of manuscripts that Peckinpah wanted me to express to him.
Were they gone?
Probably they had been burned. Burned, mind you. And nobody knows how valuable they were.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I wired Peckinpah. Who's that?
Is everybody all right?
Is that you, Henry?
Yes, Mother. I hope I haven't kept your dinner waiting.
Henry, will you please come in here?
Has anything happened while I was away?
Happened?
I mean, there hasn't been anybody here at the house to see you, has there?
Who, for instance?
Well, anybody. You know, I just wondered whether any one of the fellows I know had dropped in.
No, Henry.
Oh. Well, I'm glad I didn't miss anyone then.
Henry, where have you been all day?
Oh, Toby and I just took a walk outside town to look at the countryside.
Did you?
Yeah, we explored an old barn. Would you like to take a walk out that way sometime, Father?
I've had all the exercise I need, thank you.
Oh.
Your father has been carrying furniture all day, Henry.
He has?
Yes.
He's been changing the house around?
Yes, but not this house. I'll answer the phone.
Henry.
Yes, Mother.
If I were you, I'd be very careful for the next day or so not to do anything to upset your father.
You would?
Yes, dear. Hurry upstairs and wash while I answer the door.
Well, I'd just as soon answer it.
I'll answer
it. But, Mother, I...
Hi, Mrs. Aldridge. Is Mr. Aldridge here?
Oh, he's on the phone, Willie.
Mother, is that Willie Marshall?
Yes, dear. He wants to see your father.
But, Mrs. Aldridge, I'd just as soon tell you.
Listen, Willie, my mother's very busy.
Oh, no, she isn't, Henry.
What is it you want, Willie?
Mother, don't I smell something burning out in the kitchen?
Burning? Oh, dear, it's probably the string beans.
Listen, Willie, you beat it. Do you hear me?
You make me.
Get your foot out of the door.
I'm going to tell your father.
Gee whiz, Willie. Look in back of you.
Where?
Right there.
Hey, you!
Goodbye, Willie. Mother! Mother!
What is it, dear?
Are you out here in the kitchen?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to know. Do you feel a draft here? I think I'll lock this back door.
Well, Alice, I just had an answer to my wire.
What does it say?
Box of manuscripts were only Mrs. Peckinpah's minutes of the Woman's Club. Don't worry.
What's that, Father?
Oh, nothing that concerns you, son. He also says returning Monday.
He's coming back?
Well, why shouldn't he? He also says, please engage Willie Marshall to clean up basement and start furnace.
Could you read that again, Father?
I understand exactly what he means. Do you know where Willie Marshall lives?
Yes, sir, but...
He was just here.
Henry, I want you to run over and tell him to straighten that basement out and get a fire started.
But, Father, why should Willie do it when I'm right here?
He asks to have Willie do it.
But, Mother, I won't charge.
Why not?
Well... I'd like to give Mr. Peckinpah an introductory offer.
Henry, I'm sorry, but you're not going to do any more work tonight.
But, Mother, I feel sorry for Mr. Peckinpah.
Why?
Well, he's a friend of Father's.
Well, all I can say, son, is that I'm certainly glad to see you shoulder some responsibility. Now, what's that?
Oh, I guess that's just something banging against the cellar door.
Well, I better go fix it.
Father, you stay where you are. I'll fix it.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'll just get my baseball bat and attend to it right away.
Henry Aldridge will be back in just a moment. Now, tomorrow, friends, make it a special point to order several packages of those grand, ready-prepared desserts, Jell-O puddings. You'll be delighted to find out how quick and inexpensive they are to serve and how luscious they taste. So ask your grocer for all three flavors, Jell-O chocolate pudding, Jell-O vanilla pudding, and Jell-O butterscotch pudding. Jell-O puddings are made by the makers of Jell-O, so you know they're good.
Mr. Peckinpah? Oh, you're going to take care of your furnace yourself? Oh. Well, might I suggest, Mr. Peckinpah, if you do take care of it, I wouldn't shake it until spring.
Listen again next Thursday evening to the Aldrich family and to the Maxwell House Coffee Time program, which immediately precedes it on most of these stations. A solid hour of sparkling radio entertainment every Thursday night. The Aldrich family, starring Ezra Stone, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Original music is composed and conducted by Jack Miller. Now, this is Harry Von Zell bidding you all good night.